Good morning, Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen, as we begin this week, the last complete week of the year, in the sense where a lot of people starting on Friday will have atypical plans with Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year's all coming up. I mean, we're halfway through December already. A lot of people talking about and speculating about these drones. And that continued over the weekend, the Department of Homeland Security sending more resources, personnel, and technology to New Jersey, where the drone sightings have surged in recent weeks.
In a statement, New York Governor Kathy Hochul said, "Our federal partners are deploying a state-of-the-art drone detection system to New York State and is also asking Congress to pass a bill that she says would strengthen the FAA's oversight of drones and give more authority to state and local law enforcement agencies to investigate the activity."
That's CBS's Chanel Call in New York. Officials say of the 5,000 drone tips they received, fewer than 100 required any kind of follow-up. Then I got from our instant access at kdkradio.com, you can email us, Tracy Eisenman from Washington, PA, sent a message, and she joins us on the Big K Morning Show. Tracy, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Richard.
So you heard of our conversation on Friday, you said, and I had made a statement that I didn't hear of anybody in the region seeing any of these drones, and you said, not so fast. So what did you see, Tracy?
Well, I was sitting in my living room looking out of my front window, and I saw in the sky lights that were a little unusual. It looked like an airplane at first, two of them actually side by side, with lights flashing on either side, but they weren't moving. And so that inspired me to go outside and look up in the sky. And I watched them for about, I'd say, 5 minutes. And then all of a sudden, one of them moved, went over my house, did a big circle, and went back where it started originally.
How high could you estimate and how large were these two drones you saw?
I would say they were probably about maybe 500 feet off the ground. And size-wise, I don't think they were as big as a helicopter, but they were pretty big.
Well, they are saying, Paul, as you heard, the reports, they're about the size of small cars with an 8 feet wingspan, some of these that they've seen in New Jersey. Now, and that was it. They took off, and you never heard anything more about it. How about talking to your neighbors?
I have not talked to my neighbors about it. Everyone's on vacation these days, so they weren't outside that I noticed. I live out in the country.
Okay, so you're not in a real populated area, which makes it a little more unusual in the fact that it's in a completely rural area over Washington, PA.
Right, right. They were closer to the city. It looked like they were between me and the city. I'm about 3 miles outside of Washington, where the courthouse is. And they were in between, a little closer to me.
Was there any sound?
But they were flying west.
Did you hear any sound at all from these drones?
I did. It was like a muffled, wasn't as loud as a helicopter. I have helicopters flying over from time to time here. And it was about maybe one-fifth as loud as a helicopter. It hummed a little bit as it went over top. I couldn't hear when they were further out.
And what were you thinking at the time?
I thought a lot of things. I grew up with Star Trek, and I've watched a lot of sci-fi movies. So, of course, you know, that goes through your mind is what is this? And I wanted to be practical about it. So I thought, you know, W&J is down here, and my nephew has a drone, and they do, they film sometimes. And I actually, when my dog got lost one time, I asked them to put the drone up and go look for her in the sky, because I'm in the country. It's kind of hard. You can't call everybody. But I thought maybe someone was doing some kind of filming reconnaissance, maybe studies of the night sky, like the lights around town or the outside of town. Maybe they were looking for someone. I wasn't sure. A lot of questions went through my head.
So you did not report this to your local authorities, right?
I did not. I thought it was something that I didn't need to report until I heard about New Jersey. in all of these sightings. And then I thought, this is definitely reportable.
So not one, but two, and then they just disappeared, and you haven't seen them since.
I haven't. It's been raining a lot, so I haven't been outside.
All right.
But I will be looking up in the sky more often now when it's clear. That night was very clear.
Well, let us know, and I appreciate you giving us the heads up on this. Fascinating, isn't it?
It is. It really, it's a little disturbing, honestly, the fact that we don't know. Our government doesn't know what they are.
Or they're not telling us.
Mm-hmm. Or they're not telling us.
They're right here.
And how is that we can't be in the know for these types
well,
of things?
That's one of the underlying stories to this is demanding to know now.
What are we paying our taxes for here, right?
Absolutely. Well, this is supposed to be a safe country. And, you know, and we should know if it's happening in other countries, I think. You know, we should know.
All right.
At least one of these should have been captured and brought down.
This now it does sound like a movie, but they're advising people do not start shooting at things in the sky, please.
Right. And that makes sense. We can't do that, but the government should be on top of it.
All right. We'll
find
out.
In my opinion.
We appreciate you reporting to us, Tracy. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you so much for bringing this out. I'll be listening to the radio to see what happens.
All right. And Tracy down in Washington, PA.
And just as a reminder, you know, we were speaking of this earlier, it is a federal crime to shoot down a drone. So don't do it.
Yeah. So
please don't do it.
I don't want people to get hysterical and start shooting guns at stuff in the air. And neither do they want you to do that yet. We'll let you know if they change. But, you know, people's imagination's also running wild. But we all want to know, what is it? What are they doing?